Yeah, there's a little door where you can clean up the ashes, but mostly we clean them up from the front.
Okay. So you didn't have a fireplace in your house growing up. How was it heated?
Just by coal stove. We had a coal stove in the kitchen. And a lot of times we'd come home from school and we'd open up that oven door and stick our feet in there, you know, and or we'd pop popcorn on that old coal stove. Yeah. And
did that keep the whole house warm? Or
well, somewhat? we had the furnace, the coal furnace that used to. And about every 6 weeks, my mother and I were washing down the walls, you know.
Yeah.
Bad memories.
Right, that sounds like a lot of work. Did you have, where was the furnace located?
Downstairs in the basement. We had a full basement.
Okay. Is that common in this area to have basements?
Well, I would say the majority of the houses have basements in.
Do people also have cellars, or is that something different?
Well, I guess a basement and a cellar would be about the same.
Okay. But that is something they had around here. Because I've definitely been to places in Colorado where they don't really do
well,
that.
Well, it isn't mandatory in all the houses. It's to your choice. If
right.
you bought an old home today, maybe it didn't have one.
Right.
And then so you decided, well, I'd like to have one because I'd like to have a workshop. So then you'd start digging out all this dirt, you know, and putting all your tools down there.
That's how my dad did it, with a wheelbarrow,
right.
Or my grandfather with a wheelbarrow,
right.
And just decided we need a basement.
So it was to your preference, whatever you decided you liked.
Okay, because in some of the places in Colorado, the water table's too high, so or it used to be too high.
Right.
Okay, what kind of... When you said you use coal in that stove, right? Okay. I'm sure it was pretty easy to get coal around here.
It was a beautiful, majestic stove. In fact, today it would be worth a premium.
Yeah.
Because people are all going back to those stoves, you know.
I heard they do the trick, yeah.
In fact, we have one up at our cabin, one of these old majestic stoves.
Mm-hmm.
And we do a little cooking on it every once in a while. But now we haven't been doing any cooking up there on account of the fires.
Right.
So we have the electric stove in there, so that's where we do the cooking in there.
So where's your cabin?
Up in Glen Aspen.
Glen Aspen.
Do you know where Monument Lake is?
Yeah, sort of. I know it's about 40 miles out of here.
Right. Well, it's the second entrance into the lake. Of course, you can't get in. It's blocked. But it would be the second entrance. You drive about a mile down the road, and then you throw a left, and you go way up into the... And we're the last one on the top. We've got a stream on the side, and the whole front yard is all lawn.
Really?
And we got 3 bedrooms in there, and all the modern facilities of home, you know it.
Great. Do you get up there much?
The kids go up a lot. I don't. Since my husband passed away, I don't go up very much.
Yeah.
We used to go up and get wood all the time.
Right.
He'd cut down the logs and he'd throw them at me, and I'd have to stack them in the truck, you know.
What kind of wood? Pine?
Well, mostly aspen.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that sounds really beautiful.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
You can't see the lake from 12,
no.
Can you?
Well, from Highway 12 to the... You can see Monument Lake,
okay.
Yes. But see, the bad part about Monument Lake now, we had it. There was a monument.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't directly in the center of the lake, and it's been there as long as I have been alive, for sure.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, about a year or so ago, it just cracked in half and sunk into the water.
Wow.
So the monument is